We referred to it last week. So we're going to look at it just very quickly to make a note of it. As the Ramban writes, the Ramban is concerned with all the details that the Torah gives when it comes to Yaakov meeting with Rachel. He made the Erev Tzedek, the Yar, he made the Erev Tzedek, he made some Shosha, great Sog of Sim Olel, Kim Ravera, he, Yashua, the Rim, the Evan, the Dorah, he had the Erev. As we have to know, the Evan, the stone is very big, and it's part of the story, which is the Rishi flock, that the user that used to give the flock from this to air, and it goes through the whole story. And as the Shom Mokol Adarim, it goes with the Evan, Al Pivar, Vishkus of Tom, Vishkus of Evan, Al Pivar of Mokomba, and then he has a conversation with them. So there are a lot of details that Rashi finds various Mustori Haskell for. The importance of work, the importance of not slacking off, not calling it very early on. That's Rashi's mahalach, that many, many of the details of Chumash are there for Mustor Haskell. The Ramban's approach, we intimated last week, this is a very important Mustor Haskell, and it's fascinating that the Ramban understands that the entire purpose of this parsha, as the Ramban writes at the beginning of Perek Kosef, both in vain, Yavir HaKosuv B'Sikra Zeh, Rodi'enu Ki Krei V'Hashem Yachalif U'Koyach. The Yerot Seyti Tenoi. That the purpose of this entire parsha is to point out to us that the bitachon, that emunah gives strength. Chayvei Hashem Yachid B'Koyach. Those who look to Ribono Shel'Olam. Not sure whether it's bitachon, whether it's an understanding of the Kodesh Baruch Hu being able to fulfill all of one's needs. This is an amazing thing when you think about it. That the Ramban says, "In knowing this alone, Chayvei Hashem Yachid B'Koyach." It's worth having a whole parsha in Chumash, and that's the purpose. It's also fascinating that the Haftorah of Parshas Lech Lecha is also one of the major psukim is Kei Veshem Yachid B'Koyach. Haftorah Lech Lecha speaks about Hilchu L'Yofu, the variant of the ongoing source of energy that Rami Avinu had. But Ramban says that Yaakov Mekam is Oye, he's tired, has many, many reasons to be concerned, to be upset, to be distressed, and describes how Yaakov Avinu was able physically to push this stone, which normally requires three people to push it off. One of the piyutim in Tulas Geshem, it says Yichavlei, and it describes Yaakov Avinu. And with the air story, there's kind of love that speaks about this. The fact that he could lay that Yaakov had the ability to bring all of his prayers together. He could lay. In Oriental thoughts, they often speak about these things. The Lahavdil, the Torah had this idea that a person is able to muster prayers that sometimes you're not aware of. The Kabbalah once pointed out that the only person that's ever described in all of Chumash as being oyev, as being tired, is Esav. The only other time when fatigue is mentioned in Chumash is by Amalek, oyev again. Amalek is a descendant of Esav. Even the mention from Yisrael, when they were affected by Amalek. Fatigue often has different sources. Fatigue could be when it's physically spent. Fatigue could be sometimes indications of being upset and depressed and not having a clear direction. And being ambiguous to where one's going. So what the Ramban is pointing out is both of these things. Maybe Hashem, a person who is looking towards the Ribono Shel Olam, that he has a clear direction, a clear mission, clear understanding of where he's going. So he doesn't get, Whereas Esau, who deals with things day by day, and doesn't have the clear things that all come together and focus, so the Esau can become like a tired fatigue. And this contrast, there are a bunch of in this contrast alone, the Torah records this parsha. So that's an important insight in the Ramban thinking. The second order Ramban makes of here, as we mentioned last week, is that the Be'er is a remez for Beit HaMikdash. And what the Ramban writes at the very bottom of the page Kuf Samach Beis, that the three Edrei Tzon Atri Regolim, Ki Menaveru Yashu Adam, Shemisham Ayushayim Ruach HaKodesh, that the Kal Yisrael's Ruchnius came from Beit HaMikdash, and he would go to Beit HaMikdash three times a year in order to become re-energized. And the very end of this speech, they shivu to Evan munach leregel havo, that the Torah makes a point that we roll the stone back. The Torah makes a point that that in order to be successful in being inspired, the Torah that Allah says that had to have grace in being in contact with the source of inspiration. The principle grows that way, and the Kaddish Rambam did not say the Kaddish Rambam comes to the Jerusalem 364 days a year. The Rambam understood that a person needs time to absorb sources of the person could be mitzover, but comes to mikdash, but then there's a time to go back home as well. Because the point of being mitzover, number one is, the point of being mitzover is to have a shvah in the rest of his life. So the point is not to say you can give it the air to get to mikdash all the time. The point is, the yeshiva was said, it's time to put the stone back in the heaven, and to go back home, and have the yeshivas be mashvi and everything. It could be a Ramban saying something else, that it is not within the human capacity to be on the level of its error at all times. That it's not with regular thoughts of the dog has to come in contact with the inspiration. And then that's the move a person is the source of its errors all the time, so not clear, not sure that it'll be successful, might be too much for an individual. So those are two very important at the beginning of Chassid. What I want to focus on this morning, however, is the various comments that the Ramban makes, and we'll see it in Machaya, makes with respect to the relationship of Yaakov and Rachel. And here also some very important insights. Especially if we have some fellows who are married, getting married. So these are very important ideas that we want to keep in the Ramban. The love that Yaakov had for Rachel is often held up as being distinct from the Ava that Yitzchak had for Rivka. Very often when people want to describe different styles of husband-wife relationships, so often they point to Yitzchak and Rivka as the one where the Ava was entirely after they got married. It was Yaakov, the Ava was a precursor to getting married. There are more portions who look at it this way. The simple reading of the Chumash would seem to indicate this way. The Ramban ameliorates this. If you look at the Chumash, so we see that through the eyes of the Ramban, there are certainly, I think, three different stages to the Avma that Yaakov and Rachel have. First, we have Odenu Medaberi Mom Rachel Ba'orim Atzon Asher li Avio ki ro'ohi Rachel comes Zika Asher ro'o Yaakov is Rachel Bas Mom and Achei Imo. When he sees Rachel his mother's niece, the Esol Lavon Achimo, who was strange, and the sheep of his mother's brother, Vayigash Yaakov, Vayog Yelotot Me'alfi Abeher, Vayash Esol Lavon, again, Achimo, Vayishak Yaakov Mirachel, Vayisot Kolo Vayesh, a strange scene. Yaakov kisses Rachel and begins to cry. And then, Yaakov explains to him, it's strange from both of them, both from Yaakov and from Rachel. But he didn't read school, but that's the fact of the Yavim. Vatlik Yerches, but after Shlishi, Vayehav Yaakov is Rachel, Vayomer, and Vodcha Shem HaShonim, the Rachel Bitcha Akhtana. So then it's very explicit that Yaakov was in love with Rachel. Vayomer Lavan, and Lavan was another very good father-in-law, told the PC also, look, if you just told each other, Shroin, no, not doesn't seem to be, doesn't want to indicate that he's very ill, doesn't choose his son-in-law. So he works, and it says, Vayavod Yaakov Rochel Shem HaShem HaLiv Einom, Ki Yamim HaFodim Ba'avosu Oso. It's clear that they're in love. Question is, why, how even Chuck is possible? Liv Einom Ki Yamim HaFodim, that all of this time passed by quickly. The first should be for care. Should pass very slowly. Right? Because he's waiting to be with Rochel. So it's always the problem, like, Kiyam HaKadim was like a short period of time. Kiyam Zihirim, like short days. Did it welcome you? Fine. So then, the second stage that the Torah describes to us is after Yaakov marries Rachel, Vayomo gam el Rachel, Vayehav gam es Rachel Mileya. So the inference would seem to be that Yaakov loves Leah loves Rachel. Vayavo dimo om shema shanim acheros. Vayehav gam es Rachel Mileya. It's a difficult thought, but yeah, it should be Vayehav gam es Rachel. It means Vayehav gam es Rachel Mileya. The Torah says, Vayar Hashem, he's still a Leah. But Hashem saw that Leah was hated. Vayitzach es Rachel v'rochel akor. This is raised also, it's a difficult picture. Is Yaakov capable, once he always capable of a need of hatred? And the whole picture of Yaakov and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being at odds with each other. In other words, it says in the Pasuk that Yaakov loved Rachel and Leah. It says that Hashem said that Leah was not, Leah was hated. Because Yaakov's perspective seems to be borne out, because after she had, after Leah's roommate, Ki Atzoi Avoni Ishi. After she has Shimon, Ki Shoma Hashem Ki Shnua Leah. Ba'isim Lee Gam Ezer. So this, has to be understood exactly what was the relation of Yaakov and Leah. The third is very explicit about something. The third stage that the Revolution describes to us is also very difficult to set up between Yaakov and Rachel. Batevah Rachel ki layogo li Yaakov et tekani Rachel b'achoyka. Batevah Yaakov yichovo li vonim din ayin meisa amelti. Either give me children or God. That's a strange thing, why is Rachel a child Rachel? What is Rachel saying? Do you have to give me children? Vayichar af Yaakov v'Rachel. And Yaakov gets angry with Rachel. Vayomer asachar kelekim anoichi. Asher mona mineich pri Rachel. This is a very, very sharp retort that Yaakov had. Because number one, he's angry at her. Woman's the same. Woman doesn't have children. Her older sister got her husband. And her older sister now has four children. She's nothing. So Vayicharati is angry at him. Medrash comments on that. The Medrash gives us both sides. The Medrash says, Hatzachet l'kim anoichi, and Vayim says, Hashemona mineich privata. And that's an empathetic husband, Hashemonach minenu. But the Rashi quotes the Medrash, mineich v'lo mineich. So it's not my, I just say, it's not my problem. I have children, but it's only very familiar. It's a very, very sharp retort for a woman. The Medrash Rabbah says, Yuchi meichi v'chi, this time responds to a person in pain. And according to Medrash, Yaakov was, I would say, punished for it, but then we'll point out to him later on that there are times when B'nai Leah come before B'nai Rachel because of this comment that he made. So the story described in three different stages. Stage number one is before they're married, city number two, African Americans, we have to figure out the relation between Yaakov and Leah. And stage number three, well, this is not a stage, but it's an event between Yaakov and Rachel later on. The Ramban is, yeah. Because our assumption that Yaakov was most invested in Rachel's children more than Leah's children. Right, he took Yosef. No, because Yaakov got inappropriately upset with Rachel, so his favorite children's Rachel will sometimes get upset with Isaac, and later to bring in more promise. So Ramban has a few, put together a few comments on Ramban. So Ramban in Pasuk Tet. Ramban in Pasuk Tet. So the Ramban said that the Torah is describing us, this author, one who, but he said the Ramban looked at Chumash in several levels. The example that we began with, the Eros, that was one level the Ramban said, and the Ramban does not, even though it treats the Eros as being allegorical, I don't think the Ramban sees it as being Rachik min Afshat, because the text goes out of its way to give us all of these details. There has to be some of the understanding of these details. So the idea, if you look at Rishonim, Rashi and Ramban, and even the Rajagam, to a lesser extent, their understanding of Pshat and Medrash is different in the way it's used nowadays. Pshat, for Ramban and for Rashi, are anything which is clearly intimated by the text. Anything which one has to understand in order to be able to read the text. Right? Nowadays we often use the word shot to mean something which is translation as opposed to interpretation. Right? Something which is translate as opposed to and fix the translation rather than there's anything on allegorical level. That's not the way that Ramban and Rashi certainly. Because Rashi often says that his purpose is to use Midrashim Rashi with Shuta Aleichanu. So it just sounds like it's a contradiction in terms. It's not. So both Rashi and Ramban are saying is Pshat is that the reader has to be able to walk away from the text. Medrash is, you can understand the text without Medrash. Anything which is necessary to understanding the text, let's go in the context of Pshat to the Rishonim. So the Ramban would say, I don't understand the text without seeing the Be'er as an allegory for the Kedushah. So this is a Rabbanu Shalom giving me unnecessary details. That's not the style of the Torah. That's the Rashi reads, and he says, I choose those Midrashim that make the word fit in. I choose those Midrashim that a reader has to confront. The Ramban sees on one level that seeing the Be'eris as allegory to make the Mikdash, that's still part of the way one has to read Chumash. At the same time, we'll now see that the Ramban deals with these sukkim in a very, very natural, non, very, very down-to-earth way. So he tries to piece this together. What is happening over here? Rachel, I think it's 5 years old at this point, it comes out of Zrono, but Rachel is taking the sheep. Right? We assume that that's the best Raman had, the world really wasn't taking those sheep. And why did he take, why isn't Leah taking the sheep? So his numerous suggestions, all which are based on the different religions. But the Prophet Tessi says that she was the only one taking the sheep. Leah did not go at all. This is different than the Leah's history. There, $7 go to one, here one goes. So he says, maybe that's shot in Eine Leah Rakos. Maybe this is pointing out that she had soft eyes. Maybe she couldn't take the outside for so long. Maybe. Or maybe it's because Leah was too old. And did not want an older woman hanging around with all these drawings. But Rachel was too young. So no one was going to fool around with Rachel, so she was safe. And then he says, it can go either way. It could be that Ravan was not important enough, and therefore his children not protected as Yisro's were. Or maybe Ravan coming from Beit Avraham was more concerned than Yisro was. However, it comes to the conclusion that Rachel was very, very young. So there, this is the Indian Mayishik Yaakov the Rachel. When Yaakov kisses Rachel, it's not an indication of passion at all. This is Yaakov giving kiss to a little kid. It's Vayishak Yak. Otherwise, turning their Ramban is difficult to send the Prophet. What's happening to Yaakov Rachel? And just met. Rachel does not even know who Yaakov is. Yaakov figures out who Rachel is. So he's so taken by a 5-year-old. It doesn't make sense. Vayishak Yaakov Rachel means that he kissed his little kid. In the Prophet says Rav, today their Ramban also explains. Ahi. The Rabban says to Yaakov, he says, you have to work for me for nothing. But don't ever mention him by working. It's spoken that Rabban introduced this idea. So the Mephoshim, the Rishonim, suggests that this was Rabban's way of telling Yaakov he wants him to work. But it's possible the first class, the end of the first one says, conjecture, that once Yaakov helped Rachel out, that it was difficult for him to see this picture. Here's the next picture of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was a person, we know he was a person who was troubled by doing things that were wrong. Like the three-edged stone, I knocked off the flat knock, he doesn't know who these people are. Not the best way to make friends with a new town by saying, guys, well, the three doesn't know who they are. And there's three of them. And he said, you guys are flashing off. But there's a certain, Yaakov can't see this kind of a wrong. That's the one thing that the Torah describes for us. He sees him wrong, almost as a visceral reaction. But I'm not about to say anything other, he sees a little kid taking care of sheep. So, he says, come over here, the Bachman, she talks to him up there, he took care of him. But you go out, because they have also saw. He's a Ramazi, and he loves her. And we get the impression of a relationship just growing. He's beginning to get involved because the Rachel will say, doesn't really make sense. So when he goes to Lava, and Lava says, he's already working for Lava. And Lava never hired him. Now, we begin to discuss that maybe for Rachel, Lava's buying for Leah, so they want to, he'll work for this. The Ramban says it's very possible. Now he's too popular. The second popular that I mentioned, maybe Ravan, is in a sly way, is getting Yaakov to understand that he wants him to work. And that's what he should suggest for in order to have the right to marry his daughters. But the first pshat is, he was probably working for him. I was just working for him. And they made a deal. That's the Yaakov Avinu. He sees Rachel, little kid, so he's moved to get involved and to be well with some. But then the Ramban describes that here the relationship begins to develop. A natural relationship of love develops between Yaakov and Rachel. Right? Now, one thing which is difficult is what does it mean that the Yamim Akodin, that it was only a few days. So the Sfarnan says that the Pshat is that he thought he was getting a good deal. In other words, he's getting Rachel. Alright, so it was only a couple of days of work for Rachel. Because he loved it so much, he made up Yom HaKadim Avot V'Yosof. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand what it means. Was that? Right. Now, before we go on to Ramban, as a contrast, look at the Rinn of Bechaya. It's very bad. The Bechaya is usually a part of the Ramban. Here, Rami is likely clearly parts away from the Ramban. It's a much different approach. The Rinn of Bechaya in Pos Yud is a very interesting comment. He says the constant repetition of Achei Imo, to the extent that it's very jarring. So he suggests, is that this is what's going on in Yaakov's mind. Yaakov, he gives a bit of a high approach. He doesn't like the idea at all that Yaakov Avinu was passionate about Rachel and Leah. That's not the way we envision the other. So what the Torah is stressing is that Yaakov got involved with Rachel because Yaakov loved his mother. Yaakov's mother did everything for him. Yaakov would be nobody if not for him, right? This goes on the confidence of Yaakov, with the love of Yaakov, because that's the Rachel for Yaakov. If Yaakov's going to move on, if Yaakov's like to say, with his children by now. So Yaakov understood everything he had was Rivka. So he was very, very beholden to his mother. So when he saw, and so here he's away from home, and he's able to give cover to his mother, so he sees his, and that's what moves him. So Pasuk Yud he says that, that's why it mentions the whole time of Chemo, the Vakra, the Hoya Matka, Tenish Alomon, what's the Abner Abomer, he Mishlusha Yachemo, the Zachar Belimbo, it's Imo Asher Avoto, Shenotna Lo Eitra, Azot Lo Eilom. So this is what it brings, it conjures up in his mind that if Achaya has a literary approach to the Sukkah over here, that the terrorist says Achayimah over, so we should realize that's what's going on in Yaakovina's mind. So he says people might think that Yaakov really was in love with Rachel. Like that's a colon in the middle of the Apostle Yud. The old Yud was at Tamach. Shareke, Shagira, Ogama, Yishma, Masu, Chosei, when a person gets what he wants, that gives a person new energy. When they say other choshes, people might think he's tivoy shel Yaakov, the rosh is rough, and this is how it's avik with them. Now, this book chaos, the will of the head, and the way I even the tivoy, so you might think that Yaakov was just so in love and was passionate about Yaakov. And that's why he said it was one of these romantic stories that all of a sudden he wants to show Yaakov his strength, so he pushes his, he muscles all the places, everything that he has, to push the stone out of the air. That's how it's going on. Okay, no such loyma. Kamo kamen achei imo loris kulein at the tef of tivoy. Lavas rocha. It wasn't that he saw mother's rocha. That's what happened. Rocha little kid. It's that he had these new energies because he was thinking about his mother. And Vayisa Kerle Vayek, from Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayisha Yaakov and Rachel was a little kid, nothing passionate or romantic over there. Vayisha Kerle Vayek, Minog Arkeg Neskisha, like East European. They teach that they're all family kids of each other. So it's just happening over here. The cousins, they kiss each other. So the, and then, he says later on, in the middle of Pasuk Tetzvah, He says that Yaakov volunteered to work for 7 years. He's looking on him here. The guy, if you think the guy's in love with Rachel, he couldn't have got a better deal than to work for 7 years. Yaakov says, as God says, Shlema Hashem and Rachel, this is Hashanah. I'll be 7 years. Very bad negotiator. 7 years for one girl. And Lovin says, you tell me the... So the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, no, because she was 5 years old. She would not be ready to give birth till she was 12. So he had no use for this. It's a much different approach. You know, he had no use for getting married till she was 12 years old. 7 years is fine. So they, no, but then they wait until they tried their children, no?
Right.
So they're married. Okay. He says over here that, let's say, on the line, his old approach is that Yaakov Gufa Shukdusha, the Hashav Liyos Imra Ad Meloye Tayyamin. And finally, his Pasuk Kaf Aleph, when Yaakov says to Lavan, give me Rachel the Avdola Eilea, which is a very almost a vulgar statement, and the Chazal was very reacted to it in that way, and therefore went into the times of and Ramban says to me, he says that. Instead of that, I won't take Rachel away from you. The Siddur of Chayim that it's impossible to imagine that Yaakov Avinu was physically passionate. That's not the way the Avos were. As far as the Avos were concerned, he says every Aver in the body was the same kind of the same meant the same, and they were totally. They totally ruled over their entire physiology with faithful. They ruled over their passion entirely with faithful. Malachi Ashari. So therefore, if Yaakov uses this term, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have anything vulgar in mind. He has mind. He wants to be able to have children, have shlokim. There's an entirely different approach that Rabbi Chaya had. The entire love of Yaakov and Rachel was not a, in any way a romantic or passionate love. It was all Kimalaka Ashari, and it was all with a sense of Kedusha that borders on an aesthetic approach. Rabbi Chaya looks at it. But when you see the Rabbi Chaya, then you can appreciate how different the Ramban is. Look at the Ramban now. The very, very interesting comment. The Prophet Lamed and Lamed Aleph. That now Yaakov is married to Rachel and Leah. Vayehav gam et Rachel. And it says in Prophet Lamed Aleph that Yaakov was that the bonus and saw that Leah was hated. The Ramban is two approaches in Prophet Lamed Aleph. Number one, he may lay a rumsa bakosa, Zambi Yaakov. He says, lay a cheated Yaakov. And Yaakov hated Leah because Leah cheated him. He no more should not have covered the Elia, Shaokh has for the Chis, they love. Now, come here, boy. Hey, the Rangida, the Lord, he lay a, but she had once been covered her father. She was banned by covering her father, right? So, tell Yaakov what's going on. She faked it out the entire night. She presented up as Rachel. Right, very good. So if Yaakov hated Leah for good reason, the wives of Yonshu helped Leah. Yaakov there with the sheep. And met the Yaakov Avinu, the Yisrael, we can't be there, because he not to let Tzadik up the King, the Richam of Allah, Yisrael Rahman. Because it is said that it's the Leah Kavanah of all good Kavanah. Okay, I'm a gracious rabbi. Kevan Shira Yaakov Nathan, Shiram Saleya Bachaisa, Nathan Data Ligarsha. The Kevan Shetokta Kishnach with his Donim, Omar and Iman Shalelo Rabbi Megarish. The dead time, but you always did, you come around, but you have venom. This is an interesting scenario, which the Ramban says, the Medrash points out, that Yaakov really hated him. What does it mean, Vayehav Rocha, Vayehav Gam Et Rocha Mi Leia? Sounds like he loved both. He's different. But he hated him. Yaakov Nidorshom helped Leia. Next shot is a very, very important shot. Very important Mr. Oscar. The Yeshayim are very close to the Dak, I believe. The Yeshayim and the God says, Kishtayim Noshim Sha'achat Ahuva Ma'od Tikore Yashmiya Tnua Kinegda Kinoisha Amar Vayev Gamet Rokhani Lay Loisha Son. They said, Bosha Vandav and Rabbi Kim is on. Second shot is, Yaakov is not faithful of hatred. Sin of Vandav and Rabbi Kim. So Yaakov did not hate anything, did not hate Lay either. But he says that a woman who is less loved feels hated. Kishtayim noshim she'achat ahuva ma'od, but it's two wives. And one is very loved. He korvei ashniya snua kenegda. The second one is considered to be a snua. And you have that in the Chumash later on. Where do you have that? He says that. Here's the two wives, Ahub Achas Nua. Why has to be that way? Here's the two wives. There's two wives. So we are here, putting one is love more, one is love less. When it comes to marriage, if a woman is not, does not see herself as the most, as the most loved, not only individual, but the most loved within the husband's framework, then she will feel snua. If she's not the center, then she will, and the Chumash is saying, this is the way it is. So, by Yael, Gam is Rachel Leah. He loved Rachel Leah. He loved Rachel more. And that's what it means, by Yael Hashem, because Baruch Hu saw, he snua Leah. Yaakov didn't hate Leah, but the Gaon Shem knows, the Gaon Shem understood that Leah self-hated. She felt distant. That's why, and it could even be that the Gaon Shem in some way gives different direction to Rachel and to Leah at this point. But Rachel still very much focuses on her relationship with Yaakov Avinu. And Leah very much becomes the mother of children. That's what happens in the next few children. Not as a compensation, but as to give a different kind of direction to each one of them. And that's a very important concept. It's an important concept in terms of Ava in general. Ava is the concept of Ava in our thinking is to make something central. If you Ava Hashem, to make the Rosh Hashanah central. Ava HaTorah, and to the exclusion of everything else. Ava is an intense Ava has to exclude. Ove Hashem Sidura. That's okay, that's from the passionate Sidura.
There are a lot of things that are called upon to Abba, right? So if you say Abba, you know, make that solution, the solution of everything else, how do we have many things that are ethical in
the community? I think it's in different planes. In human relationships, though, one's wife is the Abba. and within and the dorsal and central, that gives all of us a framework. The thing is, in different terms, a person makes different things central. The certain ones to I think that's why the Gemara says that very often we use Nitzuim as a muscle, as an allegory for different relationships. Right? Because that is supposed to communicate that this idea of being central. As central, Yaakov had a second wife, Leah, right? And he invested much time into Leah. But in terms of where his passion was, it was awesome. The Torah saying is that when it comes to marriage, when it comes to other areas of life, so making one thing central does not necessarily mean that everything else spins out and becomes obliterated. When it comes to marriage, that's what it means. When it comes to marriage, if a husband loves one woman, then any other woman is nothing. And that's Zephyr Keaton as well. The very end of Zephyr Keaton. If a husband has in mind to marriage his wife, so then having a relation with his wife is the life of good. Says, if a husband has in mind that what makes his life is good, because then everybody pulls apart, the basic gift of Nitzuim. You see the point, Mark? Is there any possible situation? Is there any ideal situation with two wives? And sometimes our shock works it out, we have to really work it out with them. Several wives. Some of my wife had many wives, but it sounded from the Navi that was one of the political reasons. In terms of, in terms of the person's age there. But in terms of the relationship itself, I don't think there's any ideal situation with this one on one. Now, to the amount of concern, we go back to Pasuk Lamed. Vayehav gam et Rachel. To his kira kosos shegam aham Rachel yetim ileya. Vatam bavur ki atema lehov yoter isha asher yodah odom rishonah. That it's natural for a first marriage to be the most loving relationship. That also at the very, very end of the Sefer Gittin, the last blot in the Sefer Gittin, Eishas Me'urim. Right? It says that the first evil, the different shotim was the first evil, what that means. I was in the posture that the first evil means that there are many things in life to negotiate together. So that ava, that bond that this couple has, is beyond any other couple, beyond anything else. In the context of Rachel and Leah, it's hard to see that because he wasn't married to Leah that much longer than Rachel. The Ramban says, but it's difficult, especially from the next line that he quotes, "Kinyan shel kira chachamim b'anoshim le'ina kiresis brit elim yishar b'kui." There's a Meimar Chazal. And clearly the Ramban is understanding it different in the way that it's usually understood. That the husband and wife, the husband is carrying the brit. And the special brit that the husband has with his wife, when he is his wife's first husband. In other words, the ma'ase dia of shvirat hapsulim, the Gemara says, carries with it a special grit, because by taking away the psulim, one completes one's wife. Because until one takes away the psulim, so one's wife is the cliche in enigma, and that's the cliche enigma to be. So the husband participates with the husband, but there's also the completing the degree of his wife. Please bear in mind that they reviewed it altogether, because otherwise, why he's invoking This matters, this name of Chazal. Rashi calls it Mitzvah. Why is the Elam Yishan called the Diyas Mitzvah? Because of this matters, because it increases brit. So the Ramban is a different shot of Elam. Because he sees it as the Elam idea. In any event, that's how the Ramban says the Pshat and Vayav Gamash Rok Mileya in a Yaakov Av Rok Mileya Shaloki Derech Arit. It was an unnatural. The love he had for Yaakov went against the rules of nature. The rules of nature would have been with Yaakov and Leah would have been more in love with each other. So clearly this Pshat in the Ramban only makes sense according to the second Pshat of Kisnu Leah. If Yaakov really hated Leah because Leah cheated Yaakov, then we don't understand the problem at all why Yaakov got Mitzvah from Leah. He didn't love both of them. He hates Leah for cheating him. The second shot that says Yaakov loves both Rachel and Leah, the Torah says you should know that his love for Rachel, usually the love that the husband has for Leah, the first time he experiences a certain thing, so that is a love that cannot be matched? No, the passion he has for Rachel was even greater. But according to the first cut of the Ramban, that Yaakov even hated Leah, and the only reason he didn't divorce Leah is because she gave him children. Through Leah. He loved Rachel, and he loved Rachel even more because of Leah, through Leah. When he saw the contrast of Rachel and Leah, so his love for Rachel was increased. When he saw that how Rachel helped Leah out in a selfless fashion, so he loved Rachel even more. His love for Rachel was in front of right standing that it means that Yaakov loved who Rachel was. It wasn't that Yaakov had taken his marriage, which it was a pure love for Rachel. So again, the picture that the Ramban points to describes it. Initially, he had that Yaakov and Rachel began in a platonic fashion. It began that Yaakov got very involved with Rachel because he didn't want it. Because he just couldn't see the little girl, things would always work. Then he was taking his Rachel, and the love began to develop. And then, when he was ready to work for Rachel for 7 years, and then the love for Rachel was a very passionate love. Exactly what the relationship with Leah was, either that it was a love relationship as well, but that was a very important concept, that that's not the way marriage works, because the girl was playing like that. Or he did not love Leah at all. He hated Leah. The fact that Hamadavar is a very important part of the sukkah over here. If you look at the sukkah and it says Vayavo Gam Raka. Vayav Gam is Rabu Mileya. Vayavo Nimo Osha Rasan Rakero. Vayar Hashem Kisnu Leah. But Yitzhak is Rav and Rav and Rav. When Yaakov Avinu was a mensch, he did not like Leah at all. He was, like the Ramban said, the Hanukkah very often is a takeoff from Ramban. Ramban in general is the soda on so many of the proportion. And as you learn more, you realize that so many of that are picked up from Ramban. Hanukkah clearly is. When he says many of his insights, it's clearly that he had already assumed he would have seen him or not. He says, Yaakov and Leah did not like Leah. Leah messed him up. Right? Leah cheated him. Yaakov and Leah was a mensch, and that's not going to show Leah on a daily basis, but he hates him. So he was menschless to Leah. Leah, often in a very creative way, speculates that what did Leah figure? Say there are different kinds of men. There are some men who are fashionable, some men are not so fashionable. So Yaakov is very fashionable. Fine. She can live with that. Leah is on the special man, Leah was. Why that schluck and she picked up? So Leah thought that But then Yaakov then later saw that Yaakov knows Yaakov was attached in prison. Because it was with Rachel, and we've already said Yaakov was very comfortable, very passionate. So, Vayar Hashem, he slew a Leah. Leah could not feel hated. Leah felt confused. So, but the Rachel saw that Leah was, that Yaakov did not lay it on, which is being in Eshwa. But Kar Leah became a den, he had a tremendous zikah to swim. That people know who and he omro, he roash and the oni, he atoya, honey, he should. The Zorok himself went on, and now he's gonna love me. Shimon, son number two, that's from it, he shom la Hashem, he snew on all me. But even he got me there. It's been a change. When she has Reuven on his daughter says, he sees that I'm in trouble, the oni, that Yaakov is gonna love me now. When he says Shimon, he says, he's obviously gonna hate it. So the army doesn't happen. Leah thought that Yaakov was concerned for her. She has a good one. See that there's a way he takes care of her also. Feels that they can't understand that Yaakov Kaka is that passionate husband, that she has done such a good relationship. But she figures that she's not going to see something hated. Because Yaakov was very cordial. Then she says, but I have a child. So that's going to change everything. I'm giving the child to my husband. So it's true that he loves Rachel, but he loves me as well. And he's a passionate person. See, I tell you, I've got an issue. So that didn't change anything. That's when they concluded. When it didn't change anything, then she realized, no, that Yaakov is a passionate person, that Yaakov loves Yaakov, and all these years he was just sitting here from his bench. He's being caught as Leah. So the second child, she doesn't have any designs anymore that's going to change the relationship. So she's not conceived. He's shown my sense, he's new enough. That's what she realizes. Because Yaakov is helping her out. That's not going to change the relationship. That's between Leah and her daughter. I read the report. So that's the relationship itself. Finally, I'm going to focus on the next story that Ramban makes in Vayichar'ah Yaakov ben Rachel. Because Yaakov is angry with Rachel. In the beginning of paragraph, she says, probably bother. So what does it mean? What does it mean? She's coming to give the children here. She needs this. Rachel knows he can't do this. So, before she says, Ramban brings out, be the sour for me. So that's what she's saying to the scholar for me. Why is Yaakov getting so angry? Yaakov will give an LD. So Ramban says, the deacon will resolve to other people. Why did he take such a strong, get so angry and make such a pointed remark against Rachel, clearly such faith that Yaakov loves Rachel? So because she said she is very upset, frustrated. So they all said, he turns on and says, so the Ramban is the Ramban's child and fucking baby. Vayichar'ah Yaakov. She'ein tfilat ha-tzadikim v'yodim. She tishma v'ta'aner al kol panim. U'ba'avur she'dibra derech la'aguay anoshim. Va'ahugos. La'atidu v'mitzos v'chorah. What does Rachel say? Then I am Mason over. And if not, I'm going to die. Ramban is shot, and if not, I'm going to kill my Ramban. Then I'm shot. Either I'm going to have children, or I'm going to kill myself. Yafido, he may suffer. She was trying to get him frightened that she's going to do herself in. The Ramban says it three lines up. As she came abonim al kobonim, the image that comes out of his mouth. Maybe she won't kill herself, she's not going to die. I'm going to die in a fair. So if you look carefully, what Ramban said that Yaakov was angry about was she was drawing, number one, she did not have the same confidence in their love that he had. And number two, she was trying to make use of their relationship and their love. Something else. Derech gaguy anoshim, the way that women speak, ahuvot, that are very, very much loved. La'chido b'nitzotah, to make him scared that she's going to, well, she's going to die or die of starve, or kill the love. That's not a relationship. He's deeply in love with her. The lawyer's turn around and she's in great faith. And Yaakov appreciates that. And Yaakov is willing to doubt him for it. Ramban says, well, oh, well, that paper. In a few minutes, you'll see. Well, oh, well, that paper. Yaakov is doubting for his wife, Rachel. So he doubts. So Rachel comes and says that the only one in Mesa, in my Mesa, no, he means that Rachel was accusing Yaakov of not taking it that seriously. And not doubting for enough. Rachel was later on, but she was speaking about their relationship very cheap to her. To try to make him not scared. Try to make him scared. So that's what that Yaakov angry. The Ramban sees that the relationship that Yaakov had for Rachel was not a little bit of a chayla, but it was his passionate relationship with all of that. In almost an aesthetic fashion. Okay. Ramban sees it as a very passionate relationship. I say God that Yaakov is angry when Rachel doesn't see him in a church. And Rachel tries to cheapen that the relationship they had. The next Torah in the Ramban, the fish of this, he says, Vizel Ba'ishmael, the Ulanis Akeno Dasha Be'Seinu. Because perhaps we can, it's still a very difficult medrash that he said to me, Meir, Asher Mana Mimech Privatan. What do you mean, Meir? Hello, you mean? Medrash highlights with a jab, a toughest thing. The woman that has children is the most sensitive on color. You see it from Kodesh. And Rahman al-Islam, the woman that has children is one of the most sensitive situations in our life. And it has to be extremely careful, extremely careful. So Yaakov Avinu, his own wife, doesn't speak in that way. So the affecting Blended talking about Yaakov Avinu. He got to be Epsom and follow Lishli Aruba. He got sorry, it's impossible Yaakov Avinu doesn't grow up. Elisha and his tablet, he loves him. Ubo atel rochel is olulah v'emosh yitin labonim al koponim v'tfilot v'chilot no filo v'yom shiosakim. Yaakov did that. And Yaakov did that because Rochel didn't answer his filo. So Rochel said, you're not sitting with your soul, Yitzchak, Davin and Davin to his wife. V'yich harap v'yom lo k'yadom v'yam lo k'im lo v'yom. V'odim v'shmot v'yom v'shmot v'yom 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 v'yom. I believe him that we men are pre-bought. So Yaakov says, Yaakov gets upset with Rachel, I think it's because of it's a shallow approach to her whole moon. There's no better that he's diving and get everything that he's diving for. So Yaakov says, my father was a great guy. I'm not my father. But to accuse me of not wanting it, that he says to her, my father was a great tzaddik, and he had children. The also the Yos Lo there, he had children. He has grandchildren. It's Asher Mona Nimeya Kriba. And the Nia Zaisi, one could say a little bit further, that the Ramban, we skipped this line, the Ramban says that Nimeya Tzaddekes, the Ota Shalducha Nisona Chatzilat Yaakov, Shavul is Balash and Yaakov, and when this Tzaddekes saw, that she could not depend on Yaakov's tefillos, then she got it by herself. It could be that Yaakov Avinu understood that he had to push Rachel and push Rachel to a deeper level of tefillos. As long as Rachel knew that Yaakov was going to for her, their God was not going to be the same. If the person knows that everything is up to that person, so then there's a different kind of tefillos. As long as Rachel had in mind, no, Yaakov does. يدخل دار مزاج من الكتاب عنده. So it feels not to have the same kind of passion. Most of my daughters don't have it. I went to the couple who was a roommate trying to have a gift for the couple that didn't have each other. And then we were exploring very explained, very skeptical, and very questionable of these. And then the Moshe had talked to these people, but they wanted the couple to hear from a ruling that the Moshe talked to them. So, in the discussion with the ruling, they said that the Moshe always said that after it had exhausted all medical treatment of trying to have children, when she waited 6 months. 6 months just to die. The following God is the Lord for Mishra Amaragatim. So, what Ramesh was saying is this comment that he said, that the person, as long as a person understands that there are other ways that something's going to happen, then the tefillah is not the same. It can be very deep, it can be very extremely sincere without any question, but it's not the same. The person is confronted that the only way out of the struggle is your Rebbe Shalom is the only answer. So we believe that all the time. When a person is confronted with that emotionally and all levels, when it has a munah that pervades everything, and then we feel the highest one is feeling. It could be that Yaakov wanted to push Rachel to that. And maybe the Rambam is saying, in a cave, you can fix the rush of Yaakov Avinu. But that's what Yaakov wants to accomplish. He is Yaakov. But as long as Rachel is being trained by Yaakov's tefillah, even a little bit, it's never the same kind of tefillah. Had a Rebbe Yerushalmi go, he's one very strong. He once suggested that the shot in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, when Chana, when Chana says to Chana, Chana is in the same situation as Rachel. Chana and her Sarah, Selina is having children. Chana is having children. So, Chana says to Rachel, to Chana, he says, what are you so, and I'm not as good as 10 children. So that's what happened. Then the story goes on, when Ben Chana went away to Mikdash and Davinish, and that's what was answered. So, from Rome, from the Rabbi, what happened this year? It says that over Kanan, Kanan, Shemina, every year they went out to the Mikdash and Shiva. So what was different with that year that all of a sudden Chana went to the Mikdash and Shiva, how did you then? That was not on the previous year. They suggested because O'Connor made that slip. O'Connor could take it, you know. So O'Connor said to Chana, am I not as good as 10 children? When Chana did that, so she realized that she thought all these years O'Connor appreciated himself and thought that Chana had. So when a husband can say that I take the place of children, so she realized that the one person who she thought understood her sorrow didn't understand his work. So when Chana felt so alone, she went to Mikdash and that's the feeling she had when she knew it was only the wrong children. That was a powerful feeling that was brought by the other. We see that the book together very different comments than Ramban. But together is you get a sense, at least from the Ramban's approach, the relationship of Yaakov and Rachel, and when we see the Ramban views it as a very human, passionate relation that is brought up. Different ways of looking at the relation with Yaakov and Leah, also in very human terms. You see the visceral, when we say endless with Yaakov, right? Which it begins to speak. So when we say endless with Yaakov, we very often don't understand what that means to Chlal. Because if any one of the others was involved in things that were not endless, they would be Yaakov in it. Right? What is the endless with Yaakov? So the endless with Yaakov is this for all of here. Endless with Yaakov means that Yaakov, when you look at Yaakov carefully, he could not stand. I understand that this, we have to put into the context of how we got the brother. And there must be all of Peter Ruhr. But you see at this point, clearly, how Yaakov has this visceral response to anything he can say to Shaker. He can, as he sees the brother's tone, he sees that Rachel is being shallow about the relationship they have, or be shallow about her appreciation of the Tzilagun, that's when Yaakov upsets his frustration from them, when he sees his people not understand. So that's when he's the end of the Yaakov. As you go on in Yaakov's life, you see how his commitment to him is a ritual commitment. Okay.
The apostle of Yossi, from Imru, Ben Mivare, Ben Mitachem, should the Mili lo Nimtiran le Shliach. Whoa, he's saying the whole Ha'ot Tash Yem Tiraban is wrong. Again, the Ha'ot Tash Yem Tiraban, what's the Nim of Shalom the Shema? There's no direct communication. We know Baal and the Sofet, no good. What are you saying? If such a facility exists in absolute terms, there's nothing to do with Neely. So how's it about building upon Neely to get to this truth? It's the wrong answer. If you would hold Neely and Mimser and Lishliah, then when he hears Lishliah, it could be heard from the Baal himself. Then it wouldn't have been a problem. Only could be a whole law ready from Lishliah. Then we go further and say, it's a problem of Shalom Lishma. So the Rhyme is now tangling with their all. So they're all not necessarily right. Maybe the Ramban should be right, because the Kash against himself. Here's a slip at the last minute. But despite the fact that I protected the Ramban against the Ra'ot Kashin, bottom line, I will Zadi Maskema to Zadda. I agree with the Ra'ot anyway. Shekol Sha'abal Minas over the Adam from his name, Mehani. Below Kosar of Yossi of the Ba'omi Imru Midatem. Should the Nili Lo Mimsu Nishliya. I just see Taylor and came after me a Kuba to see I got not. Been Kasha before? Less. Not Kasha. Why? Look what he said. Now, Nano Kashion, you should be super the salty of Kabul, Lassa Shalom, to be Kasha Shalom. Because of the cover up here, you do an inter. That's about modernism. Today, everyone wants to worry about cover up here, because we don't have this terrible term, cover up here. No, I'm not kidding. It's a serious issue. And the people asking each other for called illness, Arayah, in the most general terms. Say, well, how can I not do this girl? I'm going to embarrass her. Cover up with you. Well, you should embarrass her. Well, what she wants you to do, you should embarrass her. But the cover up with you is not modern term. So we're not afraid the guys in the Shalom get in because they're super the social part. But that's crazy. What are you afraid of that? Now, the call Shalom Alehem Imru, hey, Smurim, Shadav and Moshe on the Shanoto. The Chomashi Yirtu. My Shalom and my Baal. So the Pshon is your cash. The Pshon is the Pshon is your Yaakov. No! Ain't that a Gemara Mokom Lehem? If you saw the previous Mishnayim. Ain't that Arvi, Yimlokein, Lom Amal Rabal, Shem Nimana, Nachmu Shlupim. Well, Amina will be Daito. Why did you do that? Why do you call us all the Imbos? You're just disappointed in yourself. Now, Ravadai, there's no name to our other monster. We should be too far this time, eh? Maximile. That's the fear. So whenever he says, say, Omo Imru, the fear is, they'll think I got free reign. I said, Tony, put him out of Mocha, he saved me time. But I'm going to do it myself, or the Sofa do it. Oh, God, here's the part of the punchline. But the punchline, I will be the man of Sofa the agent. Me, Daito, let go of the Nefesh Bechurva. So we ain't let him mock him little. Which will be super great. You do shekel, how time is Aaron being thrown? Wow. So, the Baal kick, the critical phraseology comes up in the round. Well, come on, let me have it, so just stop poking. You can raise them one of two ways. I can say, you tell him, you appoint him. So the guy got the ego tie trip. Ooh, it's all so bad. The Baal made me want to appoint the sofer. True, he told me, and to appoint the agent. True, he told me, Reuben should be the sofer, and Shimon should be the agent. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to mouth up to him. Just give me an example of what he tells me. If I decide that I want to make Reuben, who's the sofer, to be the agent, if he's laying me out there, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I'm sure that's what he had in mind when he told me, you appoint. And then it's a fool, but it's a disaster. And therefore, that attack is no good, because it's all evil. In fact, it is no good, even though he mentioned the name. So I'd say a different zutta. I'd say in front of two, I, the Baal, hereby appoint Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Levi, you are both now in Muncie, New York. I appoint them as the aid of the sign. And you, Reuven, you communicate it to them. I know I'm only a lackey. I know you, I'm only a lackey, I'm a communicator, nothing more, nothing less. I was not given any power, I was not given any role, just to communicate religions about, I'm not going to play monkey business and start to tinker and put a different person instead of these two guys for the pilgrims. Same possible, I'm not going to be up here, Russia. Got to show. So. Rabotai, we have here a fundamental dispute whether Mina Shalom upon it works or doesn't work. And we have to keep the names in mind. Who says good, who says no good? The Ramban says what? No good. And the Ran says good. Okay? Again, Mina Shalom upon it, the Ramban says no good. If it's some kind of a small problem, maybe it's a problem either, but anyway, it's some kind of a small problem. And the Ran says that in fact it's good. That's with respect to what? With respect to Mina Shalom upon it. Yes, ma'am.
And it's
from
my emotion, so that in the case where he gave you this step, the Shliach had the ability to do. So he said that, even if he said, boy, no, the Shliach would think that it was Mari Muslim only.
And I say to you, listen, Chaim, I'm telling you to tell Adi and Eitan to sign the guest. You see, you get swell-headed. All the people of the world, he chose me, Chaim, to be the one to tell, in effect, carry out the appointment of Adi and Eitan. The Baal really means to give me Chaim the full control. He told me, you know, the closest two guys who know how to sign while literate are Eitan and Adi. So if I decide to make up Rami to the sofer, let him start to pay for embarrassment, I'm sure the Baal would mind. Yeah, it's true. But after you're out here, it's a good question. The answer is, look, he didn't mention these two names. Look, what's the difference of all these two names? Why not? But the minute there's an overriding factor, Kikucho, then I rationalized in my own mind, he didn't need to live in the name. That's a critical example. So he said it explicitly. I appoint these two. It's really, I have no play. I'm not that. What I want to discuss to you now is just to open this to discussion with Sunday Shiro and Mr. Shem. And this is one of the most critical of Master Shadow, and this will maybe the most. Maybe the most critical Shadow of all of you. I'm not kidding. This is something I want to know. We discussed in the last video, it was very complex, but it only had to do with really the riot of the guest. The worst comes to worst, that even the Rav has to fill the buckle, and I'm sorry, I don't really mean it. But yeah, it's with the Doraita, without any alcohol, because it's whatever. Here, we're talking about real honest to goodness on the day. Honest to goodness on the Chazanish says, what we do today makes honest to goodness on the day. Honest to goodness. I'm not kidding about it. Why? Because we do Kitzvu too. Middle Yisrael, Kitzvu too. Maybe we allow Kitzvu too. I believe we saw before, I think my plug is Monk the Pumpkin, where the Kitzvu is good or not. So the minute it came, the Naarili Brit said that we do both. We do Kitzvu too, and we also do a Minish Lovakon. In other words, so that the, I'll figure this out over here, try to begin on Sunday, that the faraway husband is given a piece of paper. And the piece of paper, it says that I hereby appoint, well actually he doesn't sign the paper, the aide is on the paper. The aide is saying that in our presence, this fellow, the Baal, writing to, in order that these, that the sofer X, the A and Y and Z, should write and sign to get respectively. And we heard him say, in our presence, I hereby appoint X,
the right. And why is he defined again? It's a combination. It is a tshuva, right? Kitzlus milk. But it's also, they're testifying to a midrash shelo b'kol. Now, at first glance, this is the same thing over and over again. No? So, what's the point of having these two things? The same thing. Isn't the ksiva the same exact as the midrash shelo b'kol? What's the problem with the ksiva? Especially since what Yehuda said before. Yehuda assumed that if he writes in front of the sulfur, it's going to be good, no worse than arkana, right? So what's the son of Steve when he's moving? That's Shalom B'Kara. What is it? I make a sex thing. Maybe this is good, the kids will know, because maybe Steve is good. But Steve is no good, so maybe it's because it's meaning Shalom B'Kara. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same Shiloh. If Steve is good, the Shalom B'Kara is good. And Shalom B'Kara is bad, Steve is bad. It's not a sex thing. It's kind of laugh. Because what's the concern of Siva the Torah? That's all Siva, I want you. Pashtus is, Shalom the Torah. And you'll just tough cup. If you all see it over even in front of the guy, but still you're wrong for a moment. And I'm watching too. If the Buddha is right, that the writing would be good if I wrote letters and you could see my hand and hands going. But it's only no good because you don't see my hand turning. That's why it's no good. But that's why it's no good. So in effect, Shalom the Torah, that's the concern. So I have a meter Shalom the Torah with a Siva. Exactly the same thing, piling on. Anything new, no spec over here. So here we have to break that illusion, have to demonstrate something which is very important. So just make a Maramaka now, the one that's a Kurdish, but it's a Maramaka. The Maramaka means the Kiddushi Ramban. And I am saying it's a Kiddushi. That Ramban, I think, was unknown to the Kazanish. I don't think he knew about it. I don't think he was printed in those days. That Ramban says that Siva is good. He doesn't say that I hold Siva good, I'll be honest with you. He says, Tosfos says Siva good, and makes no comment. Now, generally speaking, and we have Rishonim, and A, Rishon A calls Rishon B, without comment. You have to assume either he breaks that Siva wholeheartedly, or certainly, at the very least, that Siva is, to him, an acceptable Siva. If he would reject it, our Rishonim knew how to say, the Ramban knew how to say something was no good. We've already had experience in the Muhammad. He knows how to say this is smooth, but this is wrong, or this is not about the day, or he knows how to say it. If he said nothing, that's what's cool that the possibility exists. But the Ramban, the same Ramban over here, who says that Mina Shalom B'Kolad is no good, so that Siva is good. That's on the one hand. The Ran, who says here that Mina Shalom B'Kolad, Rabotai, is good, says elsewhere, I'm going to show you, that Siva is no good. I'm making it worse, right? No, I didn't make it worse. I made that we, the fact that the government Akosta indicates that two separate and distinct styles. And the two separate and distinct styles are the possibility of what we call a sex taker kind of a situation. And it may be better than plain sex taker. Could be in this case, one of the tools has to work. Either on a basis of Rishon Noir, that every Rishon accepts either one tool or the other. Not in every Rishon in the world. Maybe even intrinsically, you have to, based upon the figures, based upon the stories, you have to accept one of them. That's Sunday. This show on Sunday, we're going to discuss the details of this presentation, and based on the loans of Mealy, and she was, now I want to talk a little bit, just take attendance for a moment. Here, Sunday, what's the Sunday? I don't know if anybody will be happy with me. Yes. Who's here today? Who's not here? What's today's date? 28. Ari? Interview? I'm an interview with Ari. Who's here? All right. is Vayeru. Something amazing is found, Rabotai. We speak about the greatness of Avraham Avinu, but the Baruch Hu speaks about it in a very famous poem. The poem says, "He adopted the man of Shezabed, one of his faithful Akwa, the Shamu Zerach Hashem, Lato, Soto, the Shvot, the man of Vi Hashem al Avraham, Eta Shadiva Olo." The poem is a very good test, poem is a good test. Now the second, Father Mishnah. The first question, what is the word adopted mean? Let me discuss this one question. What is the word adopted mean? Are you sure that adopted? What does Rashi say? Lashon Chiba. Lashon Chiba. Interesting. Lashon Chiba. Well, what else do you mean? So Ramban says, no. He gives other examples in the other place. Boaz and all that tunnel, they go off on the shame. Whatever. Ramah says, no, Yediyah is Yediyah Mamash. Listen carefully. Yediyah Tashem, she ashkakoto v'olam ha-shoko. He lishma ha-klolim. Yeah? Ashkakot klolim. V'gam ne'odem munokim v'olam mikrim. As boaz tibudasa. The Ramban says that in the general, the world is Hashkafa Klolis. It's not just Hashkafa Klolis. Avol the Hasidos, Yosum Elam Libo Ladat also the Trap. Hashkafa Klolis is by Hasidus. It doesn't mean people with strivings. Hasidim means righteous individuals go to the image of the Din. To the Chassidus, go beyond the world. We all shmira so dokka botonet, rof yitore ayadiyah v'atimim ad klap. And it says the Apostle, for example, he ne ein Hashem al yureyo v'am yachrom l'chadzo. Right? You say that every week. Look at yureyo. Hashem goes look at yureyo? So they're like, yeah, yeah! The Gennada Yore, the Karasok was looking, yeah, you know, it's awesome clothing. It's hard for us in our world to make a kind of a muscle, but a scrap of clothes. Maybe I can just call it muscles, you know, it's like a scrap of clothes. It's a muscle beyond. We have what we have today. We have these closed circuit TVs, you know, they're watching, they got a kind of belt for them. It's a scrap of clothes. About what's going on, and everyone who walks in front of the whole campus here is picked up with some kind of a camera, and it's on tape somewhere, right? I think it exists, right? It's a tough room. Let's drop a clothes. But you have to drop a clothes, but you know, sometimes you have a guard. I think it's someone who was over, but the guard's sitting there looking, you know, 24 hours at all these pictures, you know. I don't know what to do. Something happened, right? One of the signs. I don't know if we can catch his eye. So let's say there's one guy. There's a guy named yesterday named Jesse Jackson. He was there yesterday on campus. Am I correct? Believe me, he, although I don't know if he's from the casino, had a shuffle truck. And then he said, whoa, no problem, Jackson. We have our cameras. So we'll let it be. No. Jesse Jackson was a security risk. They put our stuff of process on him. They watched him very, very carefully. They wouldn't let him move with him. Everybody was trying to forgive me. I'm getting so a little chutzpah in my thoughts. But just want to give you the stopper and told them. But it's brought to have a camera on the whole world of Shabbat Kuala. But Chassidu has Shabbat Prophet. He is asking, I know I'm going to be for a second, I only sighted him. Oh, yeah, I love him. I never lose sight of him. I was watching over him. If he trips and then he scratches his knee, not by accident, because I was watching him. Got an impression, you know, I don't know, it's kind of a little bit of a problem because why else would I say that a person ain't other, no care for the lata, she used to go on the lava, the other, let's say, cousin. But I'm not sure exactly how to recognize it. The Ramban is anyway saying that the greater aspect of prophets on a tzaddik than on a strange person is not the Yediyah. So what is this Yediyah? Yediyah is to do tzaddik, that he is going to tell his children to do tzaddik mishpat. So that is a strange phrase. Strange phrase. What does that mean?
Probably it means, as a measure, the Rashi quote, Kol ha'mamid ben tzadik gilen omed. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward Avraham Avinu. How does it reward Avraham Avinu? By ensuring that Avraham Avinu has gone over Beis Lachav, who was tzadikim, as he was, doing the Sofer Mishpah. And look how the Arachayim phrases it. The call of Shemot Hu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Havi Al Avraham, Asher Diber Lehem Hu Roto, Ben Sahara Al Olam. Ki Im Lo Yishru Derech Hashem, Lo Yimsa HaMeitim LaHashtem After Chosem Li Dido Lehem Hu Roto. In other words, Hashem is like this. I want to be good. I want to do a, I love Avraham. I want Avraham to be rewarded for all time. And the only way I can reward him, because he's not going to live forever, is to reward his children. But the only way I can reward his children is if they are some of their Hashem. Why? Because the world can take our own children who are not some of their Hashem and give them ice cream and pizza, and give them money and give them power and give them whatever else they need. The parents receive from this are high in the horror of Kiddush God. Which is that a person who is not keeping the Derech Hashem, it's really impossible to give him the real Atonement. I mean, you can make him a millionaire. But he's not Shema Derech Hashem, is he really happy? How happy is he really? It's likely it is, with all his money and frustrations and his personal life is likely shocked and Trump Yochia, the muscle, we live in New York. So, this multi-billion-dollar divorce run, the next multi-billion-dollar divorce case, that's today. You can't give out to other. You're not a billionaire. You have to have a normal life with a normal thing, and it's only going to go into Derech Hashem. That's how they are fine with this. Rashi says even more of it. Rashi says, amazing. The Mahavi, Kapu Mitzaka Levana, Shimru Derech Hashem, Leshiyavi Hashem Ha'adam. Wow. So the first part of the Bible says that I love Abraham because he is the one who's going to teach his children to follow Derech Hashem. And why, pray tell, is Abraham Avinu going to tell his children to follow Derech Hashem? You know why? Because he will be a beneficiary. He will be rewarded by his children's righteousness. What's this? I'm not the type of frat. I've wrong told the children, this is you guys, you kids, you grandkids. You have to do what's right. So I have wrong to get started. That's how I'm not going to tell the frat. Look at the answer. Amazing answer. Because the brothers' promises in this context are all in effect spiritual. What are they? Eretz Yisrael, we don't need to put it for the land. I mean, America is bigger and maybe more productive, agriculturally. What else is there? The idea of enjoying Pablo Amistad. The Hakol Toy Trade at the end. The Hakol Kiru Lashem Yisbarach. There's nothing wrong with asking your children to be observant, so that you could be receiving a reward together with them, which is a purely spiritual reward. There's nothing wrong with the Mara. There's nothing wrong. Why not? Why is there nothing wrong? Why? In order to get a reward. So perhaps the answer has to be that the Rashi is acting over this idea. He's not oblivious to what the Rahayim HaKadosh said either. The Rahayim HaKadosh is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do us a favor. He wants it. He wants it. And the only way it could be done is if we in fact are Shavu Derech Hashem. So therefore, we're now going to be mishamash at the Rav Amanat the Kabbal Prat. Amanat is a condition. A condition. Then we're going to see the next paragraph. If you're going to get Prat, then I want it to be your Yavon. Not that I don't. Has to show. Has to show even. But I don't know if you can tell his children, listen, you should do the Derech Hashem. Right? You should do the Derech Hashem. Why? Why? Kidei Shiyavi Hashem al Avraham. Not Amanat. Kidei. I heard this once from Rav Goldbassar, Kambiyat. This is Amanat and Kidei in this context. But Kidei means not as a condition. You can do it anyway. But Kidei, having it in the back of your mind that a Kodeshkov should be able to bring a brah upon you, especially the spiritual brah, that comes to Kiruv Hashem, is a permissible, even a laudable intention.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
That's what the Mishnah will say for our children, how we bring up our children, all of this spirit. And everybody who has been brought up in this way by his respect, by his parents, has a tremendous debt of gratitude for this. Because after all, like I said, has to show one break in that glorious chain, one link breaks, the whole thing in the world. The whole thing, in these 30 generations of tzaddikim, one guy goes up to Zareth and chance his children will also be off. Except for that, especially our parents, ones that we know, the grandparents from our recent generation, who lived a difficult time, and they held on. And they taught us the Derech Hashem. And they were in Sabbath, one of the Sabbath, which was distinguished by Romani from all the others. As I said before, Noah, they didn't have a family legacy. This was Tzadikim. I said Tzadikim, Chanoch was a Tzadik, maybe Mr. Shelach was a Tzadik, but they had no family link. I don't have a family from all generations. That's his legacy to us, which we must pass down and mission at the right time to our children as well.